Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, still more this week on Made Unto Us Sanctification. Paul told us in 2 Corinthians 4, 7-12, we have this treasure, and that would be Jesus, in earthen vessels, and that would be us, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Wow. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Christ might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, and that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal body. So then death works in us, but life in you. Wow. Did you get that, my friend? In other words, in verse 11, we are losing our lives as Christ did for Jesus' sake, so that it can be manifested in our mortal flesh. Then, that glorious verse number 12, death, or we die to ourselves so that His life can work in us. Wow, boy, I like that. Oh, my friend, I so hope that you and trust that you are getting this. If not, then death is working in you and not life. And you're probably, well, no, I won't say probably, I will say you are not a Christian. No matter how many times you go to church during the week or what your position is in church, a pastor, a deacon, an elder, a worship leader, a member, or whatever, or what you do at church, it all looks the pigeon, which is a Chinese saying, which means it's something to do. God expects more, my friend. God expects us to understand these verses. And even more, God expects us to live these verses. My friend, these verses explain what we have been talking about. And more, these verses are a picture of the Christ who is in us being made manifest through us. But note again that the sanctification is not us being made to look like Jesus. Oh no. It is not, repeat, not us increasing. Rather, it is us bearing about in our body or putting up with or dealing with our natural man. The dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the life of Christ, Jesus Christ, might be made manifest in us and out from us. It is us decreasing or dying so that He, Christ, may increase through us. John the Baptist knew this truth as millions of Christians do today, and even made the statement in John 3:30 that He must increase and I must decrease. But John, like millions of Christians today, did not want to decrease. Oh, they knew the truth, but the truth will kill his desires and his way of life that we enjoy living. I mean, after all, who wants to die? We don't want to do that. This is an easy one. Who wants to die? The answer is a committed, true, dedicated believer who puts Christ and His ways first in their lives, and not the pew-sitters who follow the world and their church's rules and doctrines. John the Baptist ended up in prison and lost, not himself so that he could follow Christ, but he lost his head so that he would stop doing that which Jesus did not want him to do. But what a subject lesson John the Baptist was, that he continued in his own ways and desires in spite of baptizing Jesus and calling even Jesus the Lamb of God. John was to be one of the 12 disciples, but John did not want to decrease, so God put him in a place in prison where there was no water to baptize people. God always wins, my friend, in the end. Make no mistake, my friend, God is not above taking people out to keep His plan and His purposes alive. when we lived in Germany and started Christian Gemeinde Stuttgart, or the Christian Church, or the Christian Fellowship of Stuttgart, that group of Nigerians brought from Africa a well-known pastor friend to rival our church and gather people from inside our local church. That they would have services the same days and the same time that we met. Now I met this man and wished him no harm. I even asked him to pray one day, not knowing his evil intentions, but one Wednesday night while he was gathering our people, speaking lies and bad things about me and Christian Gemeinde Stuttgart, while preaching, he dropped over dead. Wow. A young man, maybe in his late 40s, just dropped over dead. Well, the people in rebellion were in great shock. Now they had a real problem. They had a dead African who had no money to be buried in Germany and no money to be shipped back to Nigeria to be buried. So his body was cremated by the German government. Problem solved. You're ready? By God's judgment. Make no mistake, my friend. Take heed to yourself. God is not above taking people out who get over into rebellion and in his way. I have seen it all of my years in God. He, God, has a plan and purposes for people. Get in his way, well, and over into rebellion, and you are in dangerous ground. Amen? John the Baptist found that out the hard way. Now, obviously, when we read about burying in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are reading about the work of the cross. But what does this mean? Obviously, God does not manifest Christ to the disregard of us. Oh, no. It means, again, that God will put us under the work of the cross, intended to set us free from the control and dominion of the natural, the natural man and our flesh. Remember, even though a new creature in Christ Jesus, our natural man, does not cease to be, but the natural man can come under the governing power of the cross. Now, listen closely. As we yield in faith to the cross and lose our lives, the life of Christ is more and more seen. Let me say that again. As we yield in faith to the cross and lose our life, the life of Christ is more and more seen. So when we stop yielding our heart, yes, right, when we stop yielding our heart and our mind and our will to the Lord, the less of our life we will lose, and the more our natural man will take control and rule and reign in our lives. But note, we are not making any of this happen. We are simply losing our lives. We are picking up our cross, not the Lord's cross, but our cross daily. That's right. We lose our self-righteousness. We lose our will for God's will. We lose our entire self to God. In short, God tells us to lose, and if we do, if we lose, then we will find Christ. We will find life, and we will be found in Him. Wow, what a great truth. Sounds like a great trade-off to me, my brother. Remember, if you are not getting this, if you're not getting this message, please give me a call at 910-382-9287, and we can talk, or you can email me at charliegolf1, that's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com, and we can talk. And I can send you some teachings and information, and we could go ahead and come together and talk about this critical teaching in our life. Amen? I just so hope and pray that you're able to understand this teaching, because this teaching is not taught in most churches. Most churches, it's denominational teaching, it's agenda driven, it's seeker sensitive, or it's word of faith, and that's not the message of the Bible. The message of the Bible is death to ourself. The message of the cross is the message of the New Testament. That is where the life of God is found, and that's where we can receive of the life of God in our life. And if not, then, my friend, you're probably not a Christian. most, you know, the biggest, I've said this before and I'm saying it again, the biggest mission field in the world is not Africa, and it's not Asia, or any of those places, but the biggest mission field in the world, believe it or not, is the church, where many people are lost. And we just thank and we praise you, Father. Lord God, bless this message today. And this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Just hoping that you have a tremendous day and the Lord is blessing you. And tune in next week and I will talk again. Amen.